with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The deal agreed to early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest, most destructive fighting ever. The ceasefire will go into effect Sunday. Mediators Qatar and the U.S. announced the ceasefire Wednesday, but the deal was in limbo for more than a day as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted there were last-minute complications to that he blamed on Hamas terrorist group. Also at SRNnews.com, Monday's presidential inauguration will be moved indoors because of extremely cold temperatures expected in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President-elect Trump announced that his inauguration ceremony will now take place inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Forecasters say Monday will be the coldest inauguration day in 40 years, with temperatures here in D.C. around 20 degrees, with wind chills in the single digits. Writing on social media, the incoming president said he ordered the ceremony indoors to keep people safe. He said the Capitol One Arena will host the presidential parade after his swearing-in and inaugural address. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden claims that the Equal Rights Amendment should be considered part of the U.S. Constitution.
The National Archives said previously that the Equal Rights Amendment cannot be certified because it wasn't ratified before a deadline set by Congress. And on Friday, it reiterated that position, saying the underlying legal and procedural issues have not changed. Presidents do not have any role in the amendment process.
Correspondent Donna Warder. TikTok CEO is thanking President-elect Trump for his commitment to keeping the app available after the Supreme Court upheld the federal law banning it beginning Sunday unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. This is SRN News. The IRS may take a look at Planned Parenthood with more. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
40 Days for Life has filed a complaint with the tax collection agency pointing out that a Planned Parenthood office in Florida actually provided workspace for Kamala Harris campaign offices in violation of the abortion business's tax-exempt status. The pro-life group has attached photos of Harris campaign staff working inside what appears to be the Sarasota Planned Parenthood facility. No word yet on whether the IRS will be taking up the complaint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Florida have told a federal appeals court that a lower court judge was wrong to block a law that bans the use of drugs to help children live as the opposite sex. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is already reviewing a similar ban in Tennessee. Florida's law, which was reinstated temporarily by an appeals court panel, prohibits anyone under the age of 18 from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments. This is SRN News. A federal task force has released recommendations on how to help avoid any mishandling of classified documents by a presidential administration.
Better guidance and training. That's what the Presidential Records Task Force is recommending on how to safeguard classified information when one presidential administration transitions to the next. The task force, formed nearly a year ago by President Joe Biden, is also calling on Congress to provide more money for secure storage so presidents can safely access records after leaving office. Donna Warder, Washington.
The L.A. wildfires have forced thousands of students to relocate to other schools. Students from two elementary schools that burned down in the Palisades fire arrived Wednesday for their first day of class at two other L.A. campuses, where their classes are being held temporarily. Seven other Los Angeles Unified School District schools in evacuation zones have been closed since the fire. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.